Well, we'll certainly have a public hearing on that bill and look at it. You know, the system has worked well for the past 40 years, and since 1970 when we adopted the first redistricting based upon the one person, one vote. But somebody always gets the short end of the stick. You know, it's happened in the past in Baltimore City, Senator Muse, and Baltimore County, and Senator Strobel, and Prince George's County, Senator Garrity. And in this district, Senator Groshen has his district intact. It's just that his Democratic performance goes way down. So it's a tougher district. And he feels, you know, angered, and he feels put upon. But, you know, it's subject to the growth. The governor felt it was important to keep six senators in Baltimore City. And so he extended it into Baltimore County, and somebody had to suffer. Senator Dolores Kelly's not happy. Senator Broshen is not happy. So I imagine the two of them will be plaintiffs in a court suit, asking the Court of Appeals to redress their alleged wrongs.
Staying on that subject for a minute, the deadline is for passing a redistricting plan is Friday, the 45th day.
Right.
Is the Senate going to just do the governor's plan? Are they going to consider alternatives?
There were no alternative plans submitted in the Senate. Okay, so there's nothing for us to have a hearing on, and we would have had hearings. No one submitted an alternative plan in the Senate. Now, there have been alternative plans in the House, and that's up to the House and the House Speaker what they want to do. But if there had been an alternative plan submitted by the Senate, we would have had hearings on alternative plans. So my position is that there are no alternative plans. We've had hearings on the governor's plan before. We've had people come in and testify. And, you know, if there are no plans submitted by Friday, then we'll just go ahead. The governor's plan will become the law.